Zundel Trials. In 1983, the German immigrant to Canada Ernst Zundel, a confessing admirer of Adolf Hitler, was charged in a Canadian court for knowingly spreading false news about the Holocaust. This offense allegedly had been committed by Zundel when he sold a 1974 brochure contesting the Orthodox Holocaust narrative. With the help of a French expert for the critique of documents and testimonies, Dr. Robert Farrison, and with the assistance of a courageous defense lawyer, Douglas Christie, Zundel subsequently mounted his best defense effort. The trial took place in Toronto from the 7th of January until the 27th of February 1985. The case attracted huge media attention in Canada and the US. Due to errors of law, a retrial was ordered on appeal, which took place between the 18th of January and the 13th of May 1988. Although the second trial did not attract as much attention as the first, it had a far bigger impact due to the fact that both the only expert on execution technologies, the US-American Fred Leuchter, and world-renowned British historian David Irving, testified on behalf of the defendant. Both subsequently became the target of vicious attacks in an attempt to destroy their reputations and careers. However, the genie was out of the bottle, and it caught the attention of many skeptics. They subsequently turned a further scrutinizing eye on the historical record. Although Zundel was initially sentenced to a 9 months prison term for quote-unquote hate-mongering, as the judge expressed it, Canada's Supreme Court declared as unconstitutional the law under which Zundel had been prosecuted, thus acquitting him of all charges. For more details, see Kulashka 2019, Rudolf 2020b, Zundel 2022. In 2022, Canada's Parliament passed a bill outlawing views diverging from the Orthodox Holocaust narrative. It threatens every dissident with up to 2 years' imprisonment. So far, Canada's Supreme Court has not, yet, declared this law unconstitutional.